This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip: what are the signs of sincerity in the ubudiyyah, servitude of Allah? Now, dear listeners, talking about the signs of sincerity in servitude, there are so many people who regard themselves as sincere in intention and action, but if they examine themselves closely, they will find ungodly intentions in their actions. Therefore, we shall point out some signs of sincerity on the basis of the Quran and the traditions. So one of the signs is not expecting anything from anyone else, meaning we only accept and rely upon Allah. And people are only intermediaries. They are a means. A pertinent and very beautiful example, which the glorious Quran mentions, is about the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Lady Fatima, the daughter of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and their act of feeding the needy. So Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Husayn, they were children, and they fell ill during this childhood. Now the children had been sick, and they were not getting better, and so the Holy Prophet Muhammad and a group of his companions went to pay the children a visit and recommended to Imam Ali to make a vow, a nadr, for their son's recovery. Both of them, Hassan and Hussein, were sick. And so Imam Ali and Lady Fatima, peace and blessings upon both of them and their household, vowed to fast for 3 consecutive days if their children recovered. Hassan and Hussein, their 2 children, recovered by the grace of Allah. Now, in fulfillment of their vows, Imam Ali and Lady Fatima fasted for 3 consecutive days. Now, these 2 great personalities could hardly find bread to bake at home. At the time of breaking the fast, iftar, on the first day, a blind man came and knocked at their door. They gave him their food and broke their fast with water. The same thing happened on the second night and on the third night. The couple who had fasted for 3 consecutive days without any food visited the Holy Prophet Muhammad while their faces had turned pale. Surah Ad-Dahr, or also known as Surah Al-Insan, was revealed about them, which points out to this sincere act of theirs, saying in chapter number 76, verse number 9, "We feed you only for the sake of Allah. We do not want any reward from you, nor any thanks." In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Agha Mujtaba Tahrani.
Thank you. علی علیه السلام فرماید ثم جعل فی یدک مفاتیح خزائنه.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, in a beautiful tradition, states, Allah has put the keys to His treasures in your hands. But how? By allowing you to request from Him.
فَمَتَا شِئْتَ اسْتَفْتَحْتَ بِالدُّعَاءِ أَبْوَابَ خَزَائِنِهِ.
Whenever you wish, you open His chamber of divine treasures and take whatever you like. Please pay attention. You don't wait for Allah to go and bring you His treasures. No, Allah Himself will give you the keys to His divine treasures. You and I had wrong thoughts about Allah.
راجع به خدا بد فکر کردین شما و منم همچنین مثل شما.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, we were talking about Imam Ali and Lady Fatima, peace and blessings upon them, and how in Surah Al-Insan, which is chapter number 76, verse number 9, we find that the verse revealed about them says, "We feed you only for the sake of Allah. We do not want any reward from you, nor any thanks." And so Imam Ali and Lady Fatima, and some even say Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace and blessings upon this holy household, they all offered food out of sincerity and solely for the sake of Allah. Feeding the poor was routine with them. They gave the food that they themselves liked. They were never tired of guests nor beggars, nor did they get them annoyed, nor did they get annoyed by them. And they also did not expect any token of gratitude from these people. And it is possible for man to do something sometimes without any monetary benefit, just because he wants to advertise what he has done in the community. Whereas these holy figures, these divinely appointed imams, they used to do things where no one even knew whom they were. And you know, sometimes a person says that he is not expecting any compensation, but his heart actually yearns for it. And sometimes, if one's good deeds and activities are not acknowledged, he feels discouraged and annoyed. And if a gesture of gratitude is not rendered, he ends up nursing a grudge. And so these are all the signs of the absence of sincerity. Sincerity is one in whose performance of duty, criticism, and appreciation of the people have no effect, and he fulfills his duty, whether the people know it and express appreciation for it, or the people remained uninformed, because his intention is sincere, only for the appreciation of Allah.
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from Munajatul Muhibbin, which means the whispered prayer of the lovers. Stay with me. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, who can have tasted the sweetness of your love, then wanted another in place of you? Who can have become intimate with your nearness, then sought removal from you? My God, place us with him whom you have chosen for your nearness and your friendship, purified through your affection and your love, given yearning for the meeting with you, made pleased with your decree, granted gazing upon your face, shown the favor of your good pleasure, given refuge from separation from you and your loathing, settled in a sure sitting place in your neighborhood, singled out for true knowledge of you, made worthy for worship of you, whose heart you have captivated with your will, whom you have picked for contemplating you, whose look you have made empty for you, whose breast you have freed for your love, whom you have made desirous of what is with you, inspired with your remembrance, allotted thanksgiving to you, occupied with obeying you, turned into one of your righteous creatures, chosen for whispered prayer to you, and from whom you have cut off all things which cut him off from you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
يحيى إذا زرتم وتفرح باللقاء الحدق فإن غبتم فلا صبر ولا جلد. ولا رمق بكم يحيا إذا زرتم وتفرح باللقاء الحدق فإن غير